Morgan's eyes blinked open in surprise. The kiss had delivered every promise her body made. He was primed for the greatest erotic encounter of his life. But now she was sneering contemptuously, and four other people were coming into the lounge from one of the bedrooms. Two of the men were huge, in opposite directions. Morgan barely paid them any attention. He had heard of deals like this, whispered terrors amongst the kids in the day clubs, snuff scents. The bitch had set him up as the meat they would rape to death. He turned, his leg muscles already taut. Something strange, like a hard ball of liquid, hit him on the back of the head. He was falling, and in the distance a choir of infernal angels was singing. Darius stood aside as Ross Nash hauled the semi-conscious Morgan into the bedroom. He tried not to stare at the boy's feet. They were floating 10 centimeters in the air. "Are you ready?" Kira asked, her tone dripping with disdain. He walked past her into the bedroom. "Do we get to screw afterwards?" Darius had favored an old-fashioned capsule you swallowed, rather than a transfusion pad or medical package. It was black, naturally, 2 centimeters long. He had acquired it from his regular narcol supplier. A neurotoxin, guaranteed painless, she promised, as if he couldn't complain if it wasn't. He grinned at that, and swallowed, almost while his conscious mind was diverted. If it did hurt, she was due for some very pointed lessons on consumer rights from an unexpected direction. "Get on with it," he told the figures grouped round the bed. Tall and reedy they were now, mud-brown effigies a sculptor had captured through a blurred lens. They bent over the spread-eagled boy and sent cold fire writhing up and down his spine. The poison was fast-acting, guaranteed. Darius was losing all feeling in his limbs. Sight grayed out. His hearing faded, which was a relief. It meant he didn't have to listen to all that screaming. "Anastasia," he muttered. How easy it would be to join her now. She only had a 30-year head start, and what was that compared to infinity? He could find her. Death and beyond. A violent jerk of both body and mind. The universe blew away in all directions at once, horrifying in its immensity. Silence shrouded him, a silence he considered only possible in the extremity of intergalactic space. Silence without heat or cold, without touch or taste. Silence singing with thoughts. He didn't look around. There was nothing to look with, nowhere to look, not in this, the sixth realm. But he knew, was aware of, what shared this state with him, the spirits Anastasia had told him about as they sat in her teepee so long ago. Nebulous minds wept tears of emotion, their sorrow and lamentation splashing against him, and whole spectra of hatreds, jealousy and envy, but mostly self-loathing. They were spirits, all of them, lost beyond redemption. Outside of this was colour, all around but never present, untouchable and taunting, a universe he was pleased to call real, the realm of the living, a wondrous, beautiful place, a corporeality crying out for belonging. He wanted to beat against it, to demand entry. He had no hands and there was no wall. He wanted to call to the living to rescue him. He had no voice. "Help me!" his mind shrieked. The lost spirits laughed cruelly. Their numbers pressed against him, vast beyond legion. He had no single defined location he found, no kernel with a protective shell. He was everywhere at once, conjunctive with them, helpless against their invasion. Lust and avarice sent them prizing and clawing at his memories, sucking the sweet draught of sensations he contained. A poor substitute for intrinsicality, but still fresh, still juicy with detail. The only sustenance this arcane continuum boasted. "Anastasia, help me!" They adored his most shameful secrets, for they carried the strongest passion, stolen glances at women through the habitat's sensitive cells, masturbating, the hopeless yearning for Anastasia, impossible promises made in the depth of night, hangovers, gluttony, glee as the club smashed against Mersin Columba's head, Anastasia's vital body hot against him, limbs locking together. They drank it all, deriding him even as they idolized him for the glimpse of life he brought. Time. Darius could sense it going by outside. Seconds, mere seconds, had elapsed. Here, though, it had little relevance. Time was the length of every memory governed by perception.